Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf, and we're going to begin on Daf Tzadik Tesom and Beis, five lines from the bottom, at the word V'hotanya. So in the previous shiur, the Gemara had asked the Kasha. The Mishnah said that Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara wanted to identify who was the Tan of our Mishnah, because the Gemara quoted a machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda said that every Shabbos Erev Yontif you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha l'mala, and Rabbi Yossi said that you are. So the first test that the Gemara gave was that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who although he holds normally on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif you're allowed to eat, Erev Pesach will agree you're not allowed to. Rav Papa said that our Mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, that loch is, you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha, from Michik Tana and on. And in our Mishnah, Erev Pesach, from Samach l'mincha, you already have to stop eating. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya, how could you say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? It says in a Braisa, L'yoichel odnam be'erev Shabbos v'yomtif, you're not allowed to eat from 9 hours. Now 9 hours is in half an hour before the Michik Tana, because Michik Tana is 9.5 hours into the day. Why? We want you to come to Shabbos when you want to eat, when you have an appetite. But what do we see in this Braisa? That every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha, samach l'mincha, already a half an hour before. So Rav Papa, who wanted to say that even according to Rav Yehuda, there's a difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, according to this Braisa, there is no difference. Om Mazutra, so Mazutra comments, man leima de materestahi. Who says that this Braisa is an authentic Braisa? Dilma mishabeshtahi. Maybe it's inaccurate, and this Braisa should not be followed. Says Taisvis, why do I want to make a braisa not be accurate? Because the price of making this braisa accurate means that our Mishnah will not be able to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And wouldn't we want that the Mishnah should go according to all Tanoim? So that's why, since the braisa also sort of says different than the braisa that we learned yesterday, because in the braisa that we learned yesterday it says, min ha-mincha, so we anyway have a problem with this braisa, so just say that this braisa is incorrect. I came to Rav Pinchas Bar Ami's shir, the Kom Tana V'Tana Kamei, and there was a Tana that got up and taught this Braisa that we began today's shir with, as stated, the Kibbul Minei. And he accepted it as authentic. So we can't say that it's inaccurate. Ella, Yochi Kasha. So the teretz that Rav Papa gave now is difficult, because now according to this Braisa, there is no difference according to Rabbi Yehuda between Erev Pesach versus Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, Al Machfarta Kedrav Huna. The teretz that we have to give to the Kash that the Gemara asked yesterday is the teretz Rav Huna gave, that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who although on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif allows you to eat, on Erev Pesach he doesn't. And some Rishonim in fact say that there really was never a machloikas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. They could agree with each other. They were just giving different terutzim to the Gemara's Kasha, and now the teretz Rav Papa gave is no longer viable. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Huna Minicha, and explaining that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, is that acceptable? V'am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'tei Ma'am Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Be'er Pesach. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda and Erev Pesach. Halach Rabbi Yosef Be'er Shabbos. And the Halach is like Rabbi Yosef in every Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan taught us that Halach Rabbi Yehuda is in Erev Pesach, what is that telling us? Mechlal the Polag Rabbi Yosef. That means Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, not on Erev Pesach, not on Erev Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that although I will agree with Rabbi Yossi in every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, I will not agree with him on Erev Pesach. But what does Rabbi Yossi himself hold? He always holds that you could eat all day. So how could Rav Huna say that a Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and that Rabbi Yossi agrees that on Erev Pesach you can't eat after Samach L'mincha? Says the Maraloi. Halacha Mechlal de Pligi Bafsaka. What this means is as follows. Everybody will agree, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that an Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, you're not allowed to eat. Their Machlaikas is a different Machlaikas. The Machlaikas is, if somebody began to eat in a time when you're allowed to, and then the Shabbos comes, Yontif comes, Pesach comes, and he's already in the middle of the meal, must he stop? Must he be mafsik? Must he interrupt his meal? Continue. The Tanya, mafsik in the Shabbos is the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that even when one began to eat, when he's allowed to eat, if the time of Shabbos comes, he has to stop. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ey mafsik, you don't have to stop. And there, that's the machloikus. But Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi will agree that Samach L'mincha and on, you should not eat. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that you shouldn't stop? That you shouldn't stop. Wouldn't it seem that if it's the zman to make kiddush, it's the zman for yontif, that you should have to stop for Shabbos? So the Rishonim, the Ran, explains. The Rebbeinu David says this, that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a reason not to stop. We spoke about this yesterday. When somebody's in the middle of a meal, so he doesn't realize he's full. So we want you to continue eating on Shabbos. We want you to continue eating on Yontif. So if you won't stop, then you'll continue eating and you'll eat on Shabbos and Yontif. But if you stop, you may realize you're full, and then you won't eat anymore, and you won't eat on Shabbos and Yontif. That's why Rabbi Yossi tells you not to stop.
Though, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would say Kiddush, though.
We're going to talk about the Kiddush soon. We're going to talk about it. Very good question. Now, according, another pshat that I saw in Rabbi Yossi is that there's a machlokes rishonim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you stop and you make kiddush. Do you bench before you make kiddush, or do you not bench before you make kiddush? It's a big machlokes rishonim. Many rishonim hold that you have to bench. So if you have to bench, Rabbi Yossi doesn't want you to stop because you're going to bench, and then you'll wash again and make brach again and bench again. It's a brach shen etzricha. You'll bench twice instead of once, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't want you to have Bracha Shein Etzricha. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you don't stop, Tosfos Masechet Sukkah asks that we know there's a halacha that whenever you have to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to stop what you're doing to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. Making kiddush, as we're going to learn, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how could you continue eating when you have a chiyuv to make kiddush? So Tosfos answers that since kiddush is a mitzvah that you can make up tomorrow, because the halacha is if you don't make kiddush Friday night, you can always make it up Shabbos by day. So that, therefore, Chazal weren't strict and say, the Zman came, you have to make kiddush. Another teretz that's given is that, as we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, there's a concept of kiddush for Makom Suda. The Suda and kiddush are very much connected. So if you mill the Suda, it's very likely you're going to make kiddush. Daruch Luner says another teretz. Since Midaraisa, somebody can be yoytze kiddush not just by making kiddush, but also by shmon esrei. So to say that the person is both going to forget to make kiddush by the suda, and also forget to daven and make kiddush, that's already too much, and that's why we don't have to worry that he's not going to make kiddush. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the question is when does he make kiddush? So Tosfos says he makes kiddush after the meal. He'll finish eating, and then he should make kiddush. As Tosfos, there's a halacha of kiddush for makom suda that you have to make kiddush and eat the meal, and here it's just the opposite. So Tosfos says you could be yoytze kiddush for makom suda with having the suda first. Kiddush for makom suda does not necessarily mean kiddush and then suda. Kiddush for makom suda can mean suda and then kiddush. Other mefarshim want to explain that Rabbi Yossi doesn't require kiddush for makom suda, and that's why he's not troubled with kiddush following the suda. So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Yossi and according to what we just said, what will be Pesach by night? If a person started eating, he will continue eating, he'll bench, and the the cup of wine that he'll use for benching will be the first cup of the dalakaisis. Then he'll make kiddush. That will be the second cup. Then he'll say the haggadah will be the third cup, and the fourth cup will be halal. Will be a reversed order. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Ein Yitzchak based on what Tosfos says. We said that Tosfos asked that according to Rabbi Yossi, how do we have kiddush for makom suda? Because you first ate the suda, and then you had the kiddush. Says the Ein Yitzchak, isn't there a halacha that you can be mekayim kiddush for makom suda by drinking wine? So what's Tosfos' problem? He'll drink the kiddush cup, and that'll be kiddush for makom suda. Says the Ein Yitzchak, from here you see that kiddush for makom suda has to really be the meal, not just the cup of wine. And then he goes a step further. He says, why don't we tell the person to eat some mezainis, to eat some cake? And that's how we'll have kiddush for makom suda. So I was thinking, he doesn't want to eat. He finished his meal. He has no room for cake. But then Yitzchak says, from here we see that kiddush for makom suda, you can't be mekayim with cake either. You have to have bread. And that's why here he finished eating bread, or matzah, whatever the situation is. And that's why that wasn't an approach that Tosfos could offer. And Tosfos says he'd have kiddush makom suda in a reversed fashion. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, said mafsikin, that you do interrupt your meal. What does interrupting the meal mean? So almost all Rishonim hold that benching is required. Mafsikin doesn't mean that you just stop and make kiddush. You have to bench. Tosfos goes a step further. Tosfos says that a kira shulchan is required. As we will see again later in this year, the way they ate was that everybody had a small table in front of them, and that small table had to be removed, make kiddush, bench, remove the table, and then make kiddush, and then start, and then continue the meal according to Rabbi Yehuda.
If we say paras mappa
makadesh, we're going to get to paras mappa. We're not up to that yet. Paras mappa is on the bottom of the Amid. Now, Tosfos says, now that we're learning that according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to, on Erev Pesach, also not eat after Samach L'mincha, what would be the halacha according to Rabbi Yossi? Somebody did the wrong thing. On Erev Pesach, after the Zman of Samach L'mincha, began to eat, and now it's night. Should it be mafsik or not? So Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi will agree that here you have to be mafsik. The only time you don't have to be mafsik is if you began eating when you're allowed to begin. But if you had no right to begin eating then, Rabbi Yossi will agree that you have to stop. That's how Tosfos learns. Other Rishonim disagree. And based on what we said earlier, it makes sense. According to Rabbi Yossi, you did the wrong thing, of course. You should have not begun eating when you began. But if you stop, we spoke before about the problem of Baruch Hashem Tzricha. We spoke before about the problem that you may not have appetite to continue eating. So even though you did the wrong thing in starting, don't stop. Rather continue and make kiddush when you finish the meal. Says the Gemara, Omaisa b'shim gamliel v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi, shayim asubim ba'akko. They were sitting in Akko, v'kiddush le'mayoyim. They started the meal. We're going to learn that they started the meal when they were allowed to start it, and then became night. Amalei Rav Shimon Gamliel Rav Yossi. Rav Shimon Gamliel told Rav Yossi, but Rebbe is a title of honor. Ritzoncha, nafsik v'nechesh l'divrei Yehuda chavarein. Even though you, Rav Yossi, hold that we don't have to interrupt the meal, let's, out of deference to Rav Yehuda, interrupt the meal. Amalei, so Rav Yossi told him, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim atem chavarev dvorai l'fnei Rav Yehuda. Every day, you always paskin like me instead of Rav Yehuda. V'achshav, now all of a sudden, atem chavarev dvorai Rav Yehuda b'fonai, you're going to like Rav Yehuda better than me, and you want to follow his psak? Hagam lichpoish es hamalka imi b'bayis is your intent here. Where I'm sitting here, the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, that Achashverosh said to Haman, who fell on the bed, which Esther was sitting on, are you trying to get her with me here? I'm here, and you're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda? So some say Hamalka refers to Shabbos Hamalka. Here we Shabbos Hamalka. I say that l'kovet suda Shabbos, you shouldn't stop the meal, and that's what you're going to do to Shabbos Hamalka. Other Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Yossi says that the halach is always like him versus Rabbi Yehuda. That means he has the Malka. Who's the Malka? He has the Shechina on his side. And now you're going to embarrass the Shechina to go against the way the Shechina wants you to do. Amalei. So now Rav Shimon Gamliel said to him, "Im kaloi nafsik." Now we're not allowed to stop. So when Mefarshim explained, this is a very important concept in halacha. He says, the Mefarshim said like this, Shimon Gamliel said to Rav Yossi, if we would have stopped without making a big issue out of it, so nobody would realize that we stopped because the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. They would have said that we stopped because for whatever reason we had a reason to stop. Now if we're going to stop, people are going to say we stopped because that's the halacha. And that we're not allowed to do. That we're not allowed to do. And it's very relevant. Because the shaila is like this. Let's say we see somebody doing something. Can we extrapolate from that a halacha lemaisa? Not necessarily. Because perhaps he's doing it for whatever reason that we don't know. But that's only if it's test on because we see somebody doing something. Once there's a shear set around it, that's obviously the way he felt. MK loy nafsik. Now we're not allowed to stop. Why? Shema yira talmidim. The talmidim may now see that if we stop, they'll say we stop because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yikva aloch ledoyrus. Amru loizozu misham achukav aloch Rabbi Yosi. So Mefarshim say, what's the language that loizozu misham? They didn't move from there. That they forced even Rabbi Yehuda, to eat to show that the aloch is like Rabbi Yosi. The Chasam Sofer takes an opposite approach. He says that at the end they really stopped. But what they did was they stopped, but they made an announcement that although we're stopping, everybody should know that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So before we go further, the halacha lemais is like Rabbi Yossi, that a person on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif is allowed to eat. However, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, if it's a suda that has to take place on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Bris, Pinyan Aben, many Paiskim say, even a Seim Masechta, you can make it. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, the earlier in the day, the better. If it's a Suda that does not have to take place, Dafka, on Friday afternoon, the example that he gives is a Tanoim. The engagement party doesn't have to take place Friday afternoon. They could get engaged without an engagement party, so then you should not make it. But the halacha is, he says, that if somebody wants to wash Friday afternoon, even after the Micha Ketana, he may. But he says a person should maybe not do it, especially if he knows that if by eating Friday afternoon, he won't be able to eat properly with an appetite Friday night. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu. Ain't halacha like Rabbi Yehuda v'like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yehuda says, mafsikin, you stop, you make a full-fledged stop. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't stop at all. The halacha is, pyrus mapa mekadosh. Pyrus mapa mekadosh means that in the middle of the meal, we don't want you to continue the meal once it becomes Friday night. Put out, cover up the food on the table and make Kiddush. So the Rashbam asks, we have here Machloikas Tanon, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel's and Amayra. So how could Shmuel and Amayra argue on the Tanon, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rashbam says, really Shmuel is agreeing with Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel's agreeing that Eimav Sikim. Shmuel saying that even though halachically I agree with Rabbi Yossi that you don't have to stop, l'kavod kiddush, you should not continue the meal until you make kiddush. That's how the Rashbam learns. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the way Shmuel is being explained, according to the Rashbam, you're allowed to continue. The halacha is wherever you start something beheter and you're allowed to continue it, there's never a din that you have to stop. The halacha is if you started a meal before you daven mincha when you're allowed to, you don't have to stop eating lunch once the zman comes, or ma'ariv if you're in the middle of supper. Why here is Shmuel being so makbid? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because Shmuel holds kiddush v'makom suda means that the kiddush should take place before the suda. So what Rabbi Yossi, what Tosfos told us, Rabbi Yossi tells us to do, is to make the Kiddush after the Suda is something that Shmuel couldn't accept. That's why he says you have to stop to make the Kiddush first. Another pshat that Rabbi Kivega says is that Kiddush has a very unique din. Not only are you not allowed to eat under normal circumstances before you make Kiddush, come home from Shul Friday night, you're not supposed to eat before you make Kiddush, you're not allowed to even be toyim, you're not allowed to taste anything. So we see that for whatever reason, Chazal were very makbid on Kiddush. Don't even take a taste before you make Kiddush. Since they were so makbid, that's why Shmuel's saying, make Kiddush even in the middle of the meal. Tosfos says, that's not that Shmuel is involved, is passing in like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And in answer to the Rashbam's kasha, so how could he argue? He says that Shmuel had a different Tana, who says that the Aloch is Paris Mapu Makadish, and that's the Tana that Shmuel follows. Ask the Gemara, any, is that what Shmuel said? The same way we have to interrupt the meal for Kiddush, kach mafsikin l'avdola. We have to do the same thing by Avdola. That if Motzei Shabbos comes, and one is in the middle of a meal, he has to stop. My mafsikin, lav lakira shulchan. So where do we show him explain the question is as follows. By Friday night, by the meal, so Paris Mapa Makadish is something that makes sense. You could take the food, cover it, and make Kiddush. Because as we're going to learn soon, there's always a concept by Kiddush of covering the food. By Havdalah, there really is no concept of Paris Mapa Makadish. So if Shmuel says that by Havdalah, we have to make a Hefsik, what does Hefsik mean? Bench. Make a full-fledged stop. And if Shmuel is comparing Friday night to Matzoi Shabbos, he must be that just like by Matzoi Shabbos, we said that a Hefsik means a full-fledged Hefsik. Friday night, Hefsik means a full-fledged Hefsik, not just Pyrus Mapa Makadish. Says the Gemara Loi. What it means is Lamapa. So there are two ways of explaining this in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that on Friday night, where Pyrus Mapa Makadish is an option, that's what we do on Friday night. Whereas Matzoi Shabbos, where Shmuel doesn't have this Eitzah, this option of Paris Mapa Makadish, he tells us to do Hafsaka, Akira Shulchan. Or another approach is that although it doesn't really make that much sense to do Paris Mapa Makadish Matzoi Shabbos, in order not to differentiate between Friday night and Matzoi Shabbos, Shmuel will tell us, just like by Friday night I advocated to do Paris Mapa Makadish, the same thing I'll tell you to do Matzoi Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rafuna Ikla Bei Resh Galus. Rabbi Rafuna came to Resh Galus's home. Aisa Taka Kamei. So the way most Mefarshim explain this Gemara is that the food in those days was not brought out until the meal began, until after Kiddush, because it was covered Shabbos to first come home, make Kiddush, and then afterwards bring out the food. As Tosfos, they were all very aware of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes that says if somebody comes home Friday night from shul, Matzah Shulchan Aruch, and he finds a set table, Malach Toiv Omer, the Balach Toiv gives him a bracha, and he says Halavai, it should be like this next week again. He was saying that the table shouldn't be set. So Tosfos says what the Gemara means here is, going back to something we said earlier in the shir, they used to eat on small tables. He says every one of the individual small tables was already set. Just, it wasn't in the dining room. They were all prepared in the kitchen. The person came home, made Kiddush, and then afterwards, the preset small tables were brought out. But Tosfos says that nowadays, that we don't eat in that fashion, we all eat on a large table, so it's difficult to stop bringing out a big table after we come out. We don't do it this way. We should have the big table prepared before. But here, the small tables were already out with the food on them. So Paris Mapa Makadish. So he says, it's cover the food and they make Kiddush. Tanya Namihochi. The shoven is removed. She'em Avinas Ashulchan Elam Kain Kiddush. You don't bring out the table, the small tables, before Kiddush. But if they are out, Paris Mapa Makadish. Then you should do Paris Mapa and then make Kiddush. So this is the Makar, this is the source that the Chalas are covered before, while we make Kiddush. And in the Rishonim and this Gemara, there are three reasons given for it that have very different ramifications, La Locha. The Rashbam says it's Yakur the Shabsa. It's covered Shabbos to have the food not out until after Kiddush, because it shows that we're bringing out the food only L'Kavod Shabbos. That's the Rashbam's approach. Another approach is Zeich L'Mon, that we know that the Mon came with a layer below the Mon and a layer above the Mon. So too the Shabbos Challah should have a layer above and a layer below them. And the third reason is given is that we know the Halach is the one faced with two brachas, Bari Pri HaGofen and HaMoitzi. You're supposed to make the Moitzi first. Here what are we doing? They're making the Bari Pri HaGofen first, so in order that the bread should not be embarrassed, we cover it. Now there are very serious halachic ramifications by following these different approaches. The first approach we said it was Yakri the Shabbos. Of Kavod HaShabbos, the food should only come out after the meal, after Kiddush is made. So I saw a very interesting thing in the Sefer Pnine Harav from Rabbi Shechter, a story from Rabbi Yosheb Soloveitchik. One time he ate, and it doesn't say which yeshiva, he ate in the yeshiva, and the food, he came into the dining room after davening, and the tables were set with food on them. And he was very upset. He says, the Gemara here says that the basic table could be set, but the food should only be brought out after Kiddush. So he was very upset. He said, you see, apparently he wasn't really interested in eating anyway with them. I told you I shouldn't eat here because you do what I'm not satisfied with. So they took out the food, and then they made Kiddush, and they brought out the food again. And then he was upset because he found out that the waiters were Jewish and that they had to do this extra tircha on Shabbos because of the in and out. However, according to this reasoning, as soon as you make Kiddush, you could bring out, you don't have to have the food covered anymore. As soon as the Kiddush is over, then the food, even before you make the Hamotzi, you could take the cover off the challah. According to the reason that it's Zeich L'Mon, then just like by the Mon, only when you got to eat the Mon, that's when you took off the upper layer. Here too, the challah should remain covered all, what do you call it, till you actually make the hamotzi, which is the minhag that we follow. Also, according to this reasoning, something that most people don't do, perhaps you should have the challah covered by all three meals, even by challah shudas. Zeich L'Mon should be by all the meals. However, I saw an interesting question. If it's Zeich L'Mon, the one day a week that there was no mon was Shabbos. So why are we making a Zeich L'Mon dafka on the day when no mon fell? We should make the Zeich on one of the weekdays. So I saw a pshat. The mon is called Lechem Abirim, holy food. Shabbos food is the closest that we have to holy food. So that's why we make the Zeich L'Mon with the Macholei Shabbos, not with the Macholei Chol. According to the third pshat, that it's that the bread should not be embarrassed. So again, according to that, we should be allowed to uncover the bread as soon as after we make Kiddush. Also, according to that reason, there's no reason to cover the bread by Shalosh Shudas because we're not making Kiddush. But and then I saw a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says if the reason is that the bread should not be embarrassed, so when is that relevant? Shabbos by day. Because what's the entire Kiddush that's made by Shabbos by day? You just make a Bari Pri HaGofen. So the bread could be embarrassed that you're supposed to make HaMoitzi before you make the Bari Pri HaGofen. Why are you making the Bari Pri HaGofen first? But Friday night, the Kiddush isn't just a Bari Pri HaGofen. Friday night, the Kiddush is a whole Nusach. Like we said yesterday, it's a Shir Al Yayin. So the bread's not going to be embarrassed if you're saying Shir Al Yayin. And according to Chassam Sofer, if that's the reason, then you don't have to make have the bread covered Friday night. You would only have to have the bread covered by day. Our minig is to have it covered both by night and both by day for all the reasons, and our minig is to keep it covered until we actually make the hamoitz. There's an interesting tshuv in the Chelkas Yaakov. He says like this, according to Shmuel, that the halacha is Pyrus Mapu Mekadesh. So he asks, let's say somebody started the meal and he drank wine during that meal, and now it became Shabbos, he covers the food and he makes Kiddush. Does he have to say Bari Pri HaGofen again? Since he already had said a Bari Pri HaGofen in this meal when he had drank wine earlier in the meal, does he have to repeat it or not? So he says no, that the Paiskim say it's the same by Priya Geffen. You already made one in this meal, you don't have to repeat it. Based on that, the Chalkus Yaakov Paskins, let's say somebody is listening to someone else say Kiddush, and he hears the whole Kiddush, but for whatever reason he doesn't hear the Bari Priya Goffin. Is he Yoytze or not? So he says yes. From here we see that the Bari Priya Goffin is not the essential part of Kiddush. The essential part of Kiddush is the Bracha. Just as a din that's a Chreu Al Hayayin, it has to be set over wine. So if you hear the whole Kiddush but you didn't hear the Bari Priya Goffin, you were Yoytze the Mitzvah.
If a person was
we probably should daven shachris first. Tani chada, we learned in a brisa. Shavin sheimas chilin. Everybody agrees that you should not begin the meal after samach lemincha. Tani yidach, there's another brisa that says shavin sheimas chilin. Everybody agrees that you can begin the meal. Says the Gemara. Bishlam hada tani shavin sheimas chilin. The brisa that teaches us that everybody agrees that you shouldn't start a meal. Mishkach slaber pesach. As we're explaining the Gemara, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree, then Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, don't begin a meal. Elo HaDetanya, Shav Meshem Aschilin, everybody agrees that you're allowed to, Amos. What are we talking about? Ename Be'erev Shabbos, if you're talking about a regular Erev Shabbos, Hamifle Pligi. We identified already in yesterday's daf and in today's daf again that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. Rabbi Yehuda says that even on Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to begin. So where is the time that everybody agrees you're allowed to begin? So the Gemara loikasha, kan koidim tisha, kan la'acha tisha. Even Rabbi Yehuda, that says that you're not allowed to begin a meal, when does he say you're not allowed to begin a meal? Samach l'mincha, a half an hour before the mincha ketana. But before that, you're allowed to begin the meal. When the Braise here says that everybody agrees you can begin a meal, it's talking about that half an hour. Ask the Rishonim, obviously you're allowed to begin a meal. Rabbi Huda is going to tell you that you're not allowed to eat Friday. On the contrary, the Pais can say you shouldn't fast on Friday. So what does it mean that the Bryce is telling me a Chiddush that everybody agrees that before a half an hour before the Mincha Ketana you're allowed to eat? Of course you have to. What is the Bryce teaching me? So the Mardchei answers that I might have thought that what would be the halacha of somebody starting the meal before the Zman Isser. The Zman Isser is 3 o'clock, but he begins the meal at 2:30. But he knows that this meal is going to drag on. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold that under those circumstances, you should be allowed to not begin the meal. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can begin the meal? When you know that's going to end. But if you know it's not going to end, at any point in the day, Rabbi Yehuda may hold, you're not allowed to begin the meal. Kamash Milan, no. As long as you begin the meal in the time that it's permitted, even if I know it's going to extend, it's mutter.